Impact Trade Union late last year commissioned the economist Peter Bacon to examine the economic rationale for the sale of Quilch's forest harvesting rights, and the government had proposed selling those rights for up to 80 years. And what Peter Bacon discovered was that not alone would it raise very little money after the sale, it would actually incur costs of up to $1.3 billion, which would be a bill that would have to be footed by the taxpayer. And in addition to that, he found that the money that would be made from the proposed sale, in terms of our debt liability under the Troika's terms, it would amount to no more than 3 weeks' worth of interest repayments on that debt. So the economic rationale for this proposed sale really doesn't stack up.
It still is a profitable organisation. And maybe instead of selling the rights for short-term dividend, what do you think could be done to enhance the operation and profitability long-term?
Well, I think in the long-term there are a lot of possibilities. Over the last number of years, between 2010 and 2011, it returned a profit of $52 million and in recent years has paid dividends back to the state. I think it was $10 million in 2011. I think in the future there's certainly the potential to expand on the amount of forestry that Quilch undertake. We have, I think it's something in the region of 7% of the land in Ireland covered by publicly owned forests. That's below the EU average, so that gives an early indication of the kind of expansion you could be talking about.